Good morning. We are talking with State Senator Howard Markline. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots going on in the state legislature, but I know there's a couple things that you wanted to kind of highlight. One of them is something that you're getting a lot of feedback from farmers and livestock sale barns, truckers, is something that's happening with DAC cap.
Yeah, so, and what has happened, short story, is that the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is proposing substantial increases in fees for our auction barns, livestock dealers, and our truckers. And I'm hearing a lot of negative feedback about this. And just to give you some idea what the impact is, so one of the fees would increase from $420 to $7,430, an increase of $7,000.
That's a pretty big increase.
If you do the, it's 1,700% increase in the fee. So, and anyway, and the, kind of the what's happened here is that there was a Supreme Court decision last year, Evers v. Markline. We were sued, the legislature was sued for some of the oversight that the legislature has over some of the funding fee increases and that sort of thing. The legislature lost that decision. And because of that, now the administration has just been moving the goalposts on a whole bunch of areas. And this is one that affects us locally. And in the past, before this recent determination, what would happen is if DATCAP would try to increase the fees, that proposed fee increase would go back to a committee in the legislature for their review and approval. If the committee approved it, the fees increase would go into effect. If it wasn't approved, then there would be adjustments to the fees. So that whole process of involving the legislature in the what's called the rulemaking process has been eliminated by our state Supreme Court. So it's scary, you know, that a bureaucracy, an agency of the government can, on their own, increase fees, change rules, etc., without any involvement from the legislature. So anyway, and I guess this is what this particular issue is one that I know our Farm Bureau and a lot of the ag groups have been contacting us and encouraging people to weigh in on this issue with DATCAP. So hopefully DATCAP realizes eventually what the significance is, and because this is going to hurt our farmers. They're, ultimately, you can increase the fees to our truckers. Who's going to pay for that?
We
auction
are.
Barns. Who's
the consumer is.
Yeah, you know. So
You won't have as many options. Farmers won't have as many options to take their cattle to market or haul their cattle or send them off. So yeah, it is something that then nobody's going to eat that cost. They're going to pass it on to the consumer or the farmer.
Yep. The farmer will get feel it first and then the consumers eventually. So
yes.
Anyway, so it's concerning and we're watching that. And I hope that DATCAP comes to their senses and a reasonable increase. The people I've talked to, the auction people, the truckers, if it's reasonable, I don't think they got a problem with it, but this kind of increase is ridiculous.
1,700% is a little crazy.
Yep.
I know another hot topic here in the Driftless area is the Lansing Bridge closure, the Black Hawk Bridge closure happening soon. The economic impact is not just going to be felt in Lansing or those direct communities. I mean, it's going to affect the entire Driftless region.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. We've participated in some meetings of legislative officials and the DOTs on this thing. There's a meeting this week which we'll be attending as well. And so, that it's a busy bridge, 2,500 vehicles per day, cross that bridge. So it's not a small little, crossing. And there's about 8,000 people that live right in that proximity to that bridge. So it's got a huge economic impact. So, they're talking that being shut down till September 2027.
Yeah.
And I
mean, it's almost 2 years that it will be close.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that is a huge, you know, obviously as an Iowan and somebody from El McKee County, you know, the economic impact that way is scary, but also somebody who works in Crawford County, and I see how many people go back and forth, and, you know, it's going to be a huge impact that's going to last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you think about, there's so many small businesses that, you know, they're not making a fortune anyway in a good year, you know?
Yeah. And so, we've had the construction on Highway 35.
Yeah, already. You know, so it's just one more thing, one more obstacle that they're facing, and it's unfortunate. I don't know. Hopefully, it's my understanding that the Iowa DOT is kind of the lead on this project. Anytime there's an interstate bridge, one of the agencies, either Iowa or Wisconsin, takes the lead. I think Iowa is at this point, and DOT, Wisconsin DOT, you know, I don't know how aggressive they've been as far as pushback. Based on our conversations, I don't know that they've been pushing back real hard. So anyway, it's frustrating. And I'm not sitting here, I don't have an answer, but I just hope that the people that are involved in this management of this project understand the impact that closure is going to have.
Yeah. And I know one last thing you wanted to touch on real quick, your Senate Scholar Program.
Yeah. So there's a program in the legislature. It's called the Senate Scholar Program. And this is an opportunity for high school juniors and seniors to basically spend a week in Madison. And they stay overnight. They're involved with all kinds of committee activities. They work in our office for a period of time. And the application period ends on November 7th. And I would love to have some of my constituents from this part of the state participate and at least submit applications. So, what I'm going to do, I think the easiest way to just call our office if you have an interest. And again, we've seen students who have participated in this go on to college, and then some have ended up with jobs in the state legislature, in the Capitol. So it's a great opportunity for students that are inclined in political science or government, if they want to get involved during their high school, last 2 years of high school, to do so. So give us a call, 608-266-0703 is the number at the office, and we'll help you apply.
And I know one last thing we want to touch on really, really quick. Of course, the Brewers in the NLDS right now. And I know just briefly, we think about, you know, what's happening in Milwaukee, but the revenue from those games does come back into the state budget. So Brewers keep winning.
Absolutely. It's a big deal, you know, and again, I don't know how many people from Crawford County are going to drive across the state of Wisconsin to go to the NLDS games, but there is a indirect benefit to our communities here, because all those jerseys and beer and brats and everything else that people, the hotels, all that stuff generates sales tax. And 1 penny of the 5 cent Wisconsin sales tax comes back in the form of shared revenue to the city of Pertusheen, to Crawford County, and as well as our township. So, I mean, it's a...
Again, keep winning, Brewers.
Keep winning. I mean, it's a it's a big deal. I'm, you know, for a lot of reasons, I want the Brewers to keep winning.
Yes, but from a financial standpoint, also, please keep winning.
Yeah.
So we are talking with State Senator Howard Markline. We'll be back to talk with you next month.
Yes, we will. Thanks, Lori.